Our journey to wellness in Indian country continues this morning with Dr. Ron Shaw. He is the president of the Association of American Indian Physicians, and he joins us on the phone this morning from a brisk and invigorating Oklahoma. Good morning, Dr. Shaw.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line this morning.
Thanks for having me.
The Association of American Indian Physicians is not really that old, and 1971, and yet I guess I keep forgetting how much time has passed since 1971. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what was the need that drove its founding initially?
Well, the Association of American Indian Physicians is a nonprofit, nationally based organization representing over 400 American Indian Alaska Native physicians, various backgrounds, all the way from private practice to a tribal clinic to an Indian health service clinic to an urban Indian health clinic to faculty positions at medical schools or universities or a research-based physician. So it's a broad background. But back in 71, there was a group of founding Native physicians who saw the need for a unified voice to try to promote the health professions for Native students. And one way to increase the quality of Native American health care was to increase the number of Natives in health professions. And early on, it actually was not just medicine. It included dentistry and pharmacy and podiatry. There were other disciplines other than medicine that were recruited for or promoted to Native youths. There were educational programs, health careers opportunity programs. And again, it was to try to improve Native health by improving the number or increasing the number of Native students entering those professions. It was always felt that when it came to delivering culturally competent or culturally humble care to Native patients, that Native physicians had a particular background, focus, and cultural identification that could reach those populations.
Talk a little bit about the importance of culturally humble care. As a person who grew up in Rochester under the auspices of the Mayo Clinic, obviously there was excellent medical care available to everybody, but I'll tell you that humility was not one of the qualities that the physicians brought to that medical care. And it's almost as though you were supposed to be a little bit in awe and a little bit afraid of these people. And the idea of physicians that are connecting to their patients on a different level is really interesting to me. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Well, I think probably medicine in general, even outside of Rochester, Minnesota, I think the health profession in general, particularly in the ivory tower type setting, has been the expectation that the patient will adapt to their culture rather than vice versa, that the technology and the medical knowledge possessed in those locations, you just simply must adapt if you want what they have. And, you know, over the last several decades, it has become the thought now that to provide optimal care, you go beyond the technology and the knowledge. You actually deliver it in a culturally appropriate manner. This term cultural humility apparently is the newest politically correct way to describe culturally competent care. At first, it was culturally based and culturally competent. I've been advised recently that there's cultural humility is the new correct term. Not sure where that came from, but perhaps it's meant to communicate a respectful approach to people who are not of your culture. And even among the Indian country, cultures vary. There's not just Indian culture. I mean, the tribes are greatly different in backgrounds and geographic locations. So even with Indian country, the term culture varies sharply between those of the Alaska Natives and then those in more geographically isolated Navajo tribe, and even those who are perhaps mixed between rural and urban in the rest of Indian country. You know, nowadays it's estimated that 70% of Native Americans reside in urban locations. And so there's, although that background persists, you know, you are what you grew up and how you were brought up and what beliefs you brought with you, even if you do reside in urban locations now.
I think the idea of a move toward physicians in general, obviously there are some specific needs, and we can touch on just really briefly the idea of health disparities. But I think that any physician is going to be better if they understand the community in which they're working and the people in which they're working. And I, you know, those of us with older Scandinavian parents realize that these people are not going to be honest about their health concerns, and that if you kind of want the doctor to know what's really going on, you kind of have to go with mom or dad, and you have to talk to the doctor kind of behind their back. I think any physician does better, don't you, if they have an idea of what kind of people they're dealing with?
Well, let me just mention one thing that just to give an example. And this can occur with the elderly of any culture, but I do know that if you're going to ask for questions, one of the things that physicians close with when they're completing an office visit is, do you have any questions? I do know that for Indian people, particularly older Indian people, you have got to wait longer than you think for them to respond. You can't just say, oh, nothing, okay, go on, and then walk out of the room or move on, because you need to allow them time, a humble Indian person who's out of their element in your office. You have to allow them time to get comfortable enough to ask a question. You might say that about even non-native people, but I do know that if you're going to ask a question, particularly if you're at an Indian function, or you're going to see if anyone has anything, way they want to express themselves at a meeting or a gathering or a cultural meal, you need to wait longer than you think, because you cannot rush anything. That's just that whole busy, you know, 10 to 15 minute office visit, it's all inclusive. You have to slow things down, even if you have to miss a topic or two, simply to allow enough time, because the usual tempo of an office visit is too fast for the Indian elderly. You've got to try to slow it down, even if you can't cover everything you wanted to, simply because they won't ask questions. They won't. They don't live at that tempo.
That is fascinating, and to just for any physician to be aware of that, I think is so important. Dr. Shaw, I'd love to ask more questions, but I don't want to keep you. I appreciate your taking some time to talk with us this morning. Thank you so very much, and it was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Ron Shaw, our guest this morning from Oklahoma. He's the president of the Association of American Indian Physicians.